Thoughts on the bye week? You guys obviously want to work on some things on the other side. Just your thoughts on what you want to get out of the last day of practice tomorrow and what you plan on doing in the bye week?
Go back to the fundamentals. Going back to doing the little things correct. And as I said before, they're little things, but they come up big in the game. So get back to the fundamentals, get back to playing football and doing the things that we're doing.
What do you do? Do you have a routine for bye week, or will it be something different this year?
Me, study more film. Study more film, work harder. Find ways to win, basically. I mean, you're going to take a couple. I may take 2 days off just to relax and let my mind recover. But, I mean, I'm all about getting wins. I want to win. So whatever I got to do is to help us get there.
With or without injuries, that could mean more for your goal. Does anything change in your preparation?
Nah, for me, man, I've been playing football for a long time, so I don't need to go out there and try to be Superman or be this or be that. I just got to play the game of football.
Do you think that it can be therapeutic to kind of step away?
Mm-hmm.
Arthur Blank says yesterday, you guys are in the middle of a monsoon. I mean, mm-hmm. Everything keeps coming down on you. Is it almost like a perfect time to clear your head and not think about football?
I always think about football, so it's kind of hard to say that. My wife get me with that sometimes because I'm always thinking football. I'm always watching it, always trying to do the extra to get an edge over the opponent. So, but sometimes you have to get away from it sometimes just so you can regroup and come back with a clean mind. But I never stay away from it long, so I'll be right back in it.
Steve, what's the attitude of the receivers when you lose a guy like Julio that does so much for you guys? It's such a huge part of the game plan. And obviously it's an opportunity for you and the other guys.
Yeah.
Just maybe spread it around, be a more multiple offense. How do you look at it?
I mean, it's always a bad thing. When you lose anybody on the team, period, and especially when you lose somebody in the receiver group, being a receiver, and we're all like brothers, it's not a good feeling. But at the same time, you know you got to step up even more, work harder. Focus even more, and it is an opportunity for all of us to step up and make plays and help the team out.